Welcome to what feels like a very empty, cold place.
It is a cold place. So, Tommy, what were you doing on your watch? I'm just intrigued. You've started some sort of workout on your Apple Watch.
You busted me. I started my workout because... Because I've always wanted to do this.
What do you want to do?
Is put... Because...
Oh, he's making noise already.
Look, he's going for the biscuits. So he asked me a question and then starts eating when I get five words in. No, it just means you don't really care. You don't really care about the answer.
You guys have eaten a biscuit each. I haven't, because I was setting up technicals.
So it's not fair? Has it not been not fair?
It's not fair.
Now? Okay, so you're just readdressing the balance?
Yes.
You happy now?
Yes.
Okay, right. There you go. That's a little biscuit pay gap. It's a very, very common debate in the workplace in our brown load world.
Yeah.
It's that common biscuit pay gap. Why do they get their biscuits first?
Yes.
So where's the fact? How's that fair?
Exactly.
I don't know why he needs an accent, but he does. Yeah, sorry. What I was trying to say was I put my workout on my watch because I wanted to see how many calories I burned during
What Apple workout have you put on, Rowan?
I just went other.
Oh.
Other.
I don't think it's going to burn anything.
Oh really? Oh well. Okay. I'm already on a total amount of 8 calories.
Okay.
With an active amount of 5.
Let's have a quick guess, Satch. How many calories do you think he'll have burnt at the end of this podcast?
I don't know. But I think everyone is saying he had that one biscuit. He's put them all back on.
Oh yeah. No, I had 2.
There's no chance he's burning even a bite of that.
They are Fox's biscuits, yeah. Right?
Naughty.
They taste. You know that crumbly flakiness that they've nailed is butter.
I had one and I really want another one, but I think I'm not going to. I've got a penguin though.
Okay. Yeah. All the classics. Yeah, so listen, we're in the house, my house, because we've been saying for the last 2 or 3 weeks, we don't know when the last podcast here is going to be.
Mm. Yeah, but this is the most I've been inside your house doing a podcast.
Yeah, because now we're in...
Another room.
Yeah, the lounge. Well, in the lounge. Because all you've ever been in is the kitchen area and then the garage.
Mm. No, to be fair, this finishes it off because we've been, obviously we started kitchen table.
Yeah.
Then we went island.
Mm.
Then we went into like the lounge where the telly is.
Yeah.
Then we went to this part of this room where we did like a few Christmas episodes.
This feels like we've finally made it to the Aztec.
This is
now in Crystal Maze.
Another zone. Dun, 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 dun. So I think realistically, boys, we've covered the whole of downstairs now.
Yep.
Officially. Because we've never sat in this part of this lounge.
There you go. Mm. Well, it's nice to know you feel like you've clocked it.
No, we have.
If it's weird because...
Should we go first floor next week?
Yeah. Because as you can probably hear, look, hello.
Yeah.
It's echoing.
It's a little bit echoing, isn't it?
Because everything's off the shelves.
The whole house is off.
Right? The rugs are all off the floor, so it's all the wooden floors. So it's just, it's a strange feeling coming downstairs.
Mm. Really?
Is this weird? It's like sort of seeing someone you knew from sort of school, but everything's different now. And you've got all these memories about them, but it's not the same.
Have you started moving shit?
Yep.
So,
yesterday I got a van.
Right.
I got the Luton van.
Yeah,
tail lift.
Lovely little
Never
tail
had
lift.
A tail lift before.
Love a tail lift.
That was the most exciting part
that
of it.
The fun part.
So,
bet you the kids love that.
I took them up and down it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Made them charge them a pound to go. And then, and that was good. So, had the Luton van and I thought, right. And then, all of a sudden you need to develop that strategy. Because I'm also, by the way, with these things, I want to work on my own. But I had my mate with me. I had Altaf, SC Central.
Hang on a minute. Did he just dunk his penguin in the coffee?
He did. In the tea. Or coffee.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Could coffee-flavoured penguins be a thing? Like a mature penguin?
Should I give you a bit of penguins?
I thought that was quite a new thing.
Should I give you a bit of penguin techers?
Go on.
If you butt the corner, opposite end corner.
Right.
So if you butt top left and then the bottom right.
Yeah.
You put in the thing, you can use it as a straw. And then the liquid comes
it's
through.
It's like a Twix. Like a Kit Kat, isn't it?
But then you're saying, so if you bite the top... left, bottom right.
Yeah.
So basically diagonals on the diagonals. Long
use it
the
as a straw, and then you suck it.
You suck out one corner. So what? But it creates like a diagonal straw going through it.
Yeah, and you get the penguin flavour through it.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah.
You just drunk. Okay. You seem look how proud. Look how proud he is, everyone.
I know you can do it with a Kit Kat.
Look how proud.
I know you can do it with a Kit Kat.
Can you?
Yeah, with a Kit Kat.
Okay. Yeah.
If you bite off both.
You can do it with
Tim
Tams as well. Do you remember Tim Tams from Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tim Tams were known for it. Tim Tams was the thing. And he went all around TikTok as well.
Oh, he was just eating the wrapper as well.
No, you know what? I saw him do that. You're not pulling down the wrapper.
Guys,
Like, no, but like...
Because I didn't buy the wrapper, it's fine.
No, you
didn't.
No,
you ate it in your mouth.
Look at how close.
Yes, it's close.
You know, basically, you know you got a folder. If you're going to use the wrapper...
Why are you guys looking so good?
I'm explaining to everyone. If you're going to use the wrapper to like the bottom of a gela, if you want to keep the gela skin on, right? And use that bit to grip it, then you got to roll it down and bite away at the chocolate. Mm. But not rolling
just,
it down.
He's just eating it with the wrapper.
You're right. And then it's just sucked through the wrapper. Mm. Like, it's some weird... honestly, weird. It's like, you know what? It's like you've just given your freshy cousin a penguin for the first time.
Exactly what it is. Number one, he dunked it. Then number two, he ate the wrapper.
Yeah,
it's good dunk. It's good dunkage.
So yeah. Weird. Anyway, it was moving day was yesterday, and knackering. But my God, I didn't realize how tiring it is. Mm. Beds, you know, moving bed bases down two flights.
Did you have
to
deconstruct them and everything?
The beds were already deconstructed. They were like they come in two parts. The bases did, so that was all right. Mattresses need to come.
Yeah,
down.
But what about the frame? Like, surely it's four parts of the frame, isn't it?
No. Like, it's a bed base. What do you mean? It's like two halves.
Oh.
That kind of latched together in the middle.
Oh,
What would you think?
I was thinking like four frames, like in a square. That you have to touch together.
It depends on the style. I'm talking about like a box. Mine's more like two big
four
boxes.
Poster.
Yeah. But you're right. There is one which has got slats and back and a
that's
front.
That's all long. You've got to unslat it all.
And with the cupboard. Mm. So what I'm... Okay. And I told myself... Mm. Okay, Tommy. Everybody says... What's the thing they say? Oh, you know what? Second to divorce, the most stressful thing is moving house.
What?
Is what they say. Mm. So don't, you know, it's going to really test you. It's going to really... And I thought, I'm not going to make it stressful.
Mm.
And that's why even with the completion...
That's why you left it for your missus to pack everything.
Yeah, I left it to pack everything. And I'm like, I'll do the moving. Mm. But I said, I'm not busting my back. I'm doing it all in one. Mm. But even doing
you
one...
left it to her.
One van run.
She's bust her
one back. Van run. I was stressing. I was... So, did you know this? You can't take a Luton van to the dump.
No, you can't.
Mm. No.
I knew that.
You can't do that.
Great. I didn't know. Shut up. You
didn't. No,
you can't. Satch would know that. You wouldn't know that.
No, I do know that. Because I've been to the dump a lot.
You can't take a van anyway.
So, yeah, you can't.
You can take a van. You have to book it in.
No. Even if you, like our one, if you take a van, they weigh the van before and after charging.
They weigh this one, yeah. 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 But if you've just got like grass and all that, you can't take a van.
Yeah, that's different.
But then if you want to dump furniture, you got to book it in and you can't take a Luton van. Yeah. I was so excited. I went, I want the Luton van, not the big one.
Right.
Yeah. So I went to dump all the sofas.
Not allowed.
Took it all there. Yeah. And the guy went, no way.
Oh, those sofas gone in the bin?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, they were marihue. They looked all right.
See, but you never knew that the last time I sat on there was when we were watching, when we were playing FIFA.
There you go. Which would have been 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Which just shows, this is why I'm selling the house. We don't use it. So, So couldn't dump it.
Cage wanted to come back and sit on those sofas naked.
Yeah, he can. They're in the
I don't know where the naked thing comes into.
No, I don't know.
Don't worry. They are actually back in they're back in the garage upside down now. Just sitting there because I had to dump them back.
Cage, go on. No one's in the garage. Go.
All right. I'll have a little session now.
And you know what? I'll have a little session on my sofa. I think that's why you weren't allowed back on the
PlayStation. Yeah,
if that's what you call it, if that's your word for it. Does it come with a joystick?
Yeah.
Plug
it and play.
Download the hard drive or the soft drive. The floppy drive. The floppy
disk.
Stick the floppy in the 3.5-inch. I think the floppy disk.
Was it 3.5? Yeah, it was.
I remember
it was, yeah. Whatever happened to floppy disks?
No, they had the bigger... Yeah, the floppy disks were a bit bigger than 3.5. They were like 5.
No, it's 3.5. It's about this big.
The floppy disks were the hard, small ones.
Yeah. And then there was a bigger one. Do you not remember that one? Oh, my God.
The black one.
Yeah, with a hole in
it. Where it was really floppy. Yeah. But they weren't called floppy.
Yeah, it was like almost like a thick bit of cling film.
Like a record, but with a square on it.
Yeah. That's it. What was that?
Do you remember those, Saj?
No, they used to go in the BBC
in the BBC computer.
Yeah, that's the one, the cream one.
Cream one, yeah.
What?
There was a BBC computer.
I feel like saying BBC, it was something, it was BBC something.
No, I want to say Acorn Electron.
Oh yeah, but Acorn Electron had cassette player.
Yeah, it was cassette.
Because I had the Acorn Electron.
I remember that.
Yeah. I had Pac-Man on that.
The BBC computer, I remember them being all around the classroom and going, and the teacher
and
even
was
saying.
What was the best game you played on that?
Oh, I don't think it was. No, I don't remember.
They had Frogger.
Did they have on that BBC?
And then they had Doom.
Oh, no.
Machale.
Machale. Zoom Machale.
Doom Machale.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a game. It was a film.
Yeah, well.
They were okay. well ahead of it. Oh, God, I remember that. And the teacher saying, computers are going to be the future.
Yeah.
And I remember finding that first coding lesson so boring. I thought, this is not for me.
No.
I need to make it on stage. No, when's drama, miss?
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, it was terrible. But can I just say, I do want to have a little moan because you...
Here we go. You invited
us to your house, oh, Tommy.
And no, we didn't. He didn't invite us.
You've been coming every week.
Exactly. No, you don't need an invite
I think you should have, six years in, and he wants an invite. I think you should have thought about it because there's no Wi-Fi here.
No, there's no.
The coffee machine's not here.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling on just, you know, like the basic man, like simpleton version of coffee with powder. I mean, what is that? I've not had that in how many years?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's no almond dud. I had to go with the normal, you know, guy's dude.
Man, the guy is getting his house away. He's not going to have all of this shit anymore. No, but it's gone.
You've not thought about it, Tommy.
See, right there.
Do you know, I even filled up my water bottle before I came here because I thought, he might have shut the water off.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or do you anything to save a bit of money at the end? No.
Toilet paper's missing.
Can I tell you something? Those, what you're half joking about. I know you're not fully joking. Right? You actually, he does want the coffee. He does want Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, all that. But... those are real issues right now in the Sandu house.
Is
because,
it?
Yeah.
Because what you don't realise is actually so much is running on the Wi-Fi. So I cancelled the Wi-Fi for the 20th.
Honestly, when you don't have Wi-Fi, you realise.
For the 20th of September, because I was told the guy needs...
That's to, early.
I cancelled it a month ago, and I did it on the 20th of whatever it was, August, because I was told the guy buying this place needs to be in by the 16th. He has to be in. And then obviously something's changed.
They
and he
all
doesn't.
Say that, innit?
And then I've gone, oh no, I'm the idiot that's cut everything off and started moving.
Yeah.
And things are a bit slow at the other end. It's all good. It'll happen.
Oh, my God. Literally, you are Jeddy-less.
Right. So now we've half packed. But actually, I'm thinking, no, it's cool. Let's have a little digital detox. Right?
How do your kids feel about that?
Yeah. They struggled a little bit. But you know what? Already, within one day, they're just doing other stuff. So we joined the sofas together. You know the two sofas you were just sitting, the only two sofas in the house. Push them together, made a little square. And they were doing like flips over it and all this stuff for about 30 minutes yesterday.
Nice, nice.
And you know what? I thought of you, Kedge. I thought you would approve.
Yes.
You go, you know what? This has forced you to do that.
That's it.
And go, right, you can't. Don't get me wrong, because we're going to move to my mum and dad's for a bit. And they've said, let's go now. They were trying to get there.
They want to get there now, yeah.
But not for my mum and dad's or their house. They want to get there because of the
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so it's hard. Yeah, so we've got nothing that works here. Okay. I got a wife that can't work from home, which is a
complaint. Oh, yeah.
So that's now causing a, you know, has problem. Because then who's going to pick the kids up?
She
all that stuff.
She can go to Starbucks. I mean. Huh? She can go to Starbucks.
Or like gyms and stuff like that and work from there. Yeah. But no, I think she needs a couple of computers.
Because I don't know how you function, because basically my phone doesn't work in your gaff because there's no reception.
Here. No. Who are you with?
O2.
Oh, yeah. O2 and Vodafone are rubbish.
It's dead.
He's good.
As soon as you come anywhere near your house, it just dies.
Yeah. Sorry, Kedge.
No one even knows I'm here. Like, that could be,
and that
you could kidnap
me.
I'm
selling the house for Kedge, everybody. Right. There we go.
Yeah, there was a reason behind
we're
it.
We're moving on. But from a very, very empty house, echoey, and no people around, can we take a moment to appreciate last week?
Oh, yeah. We've got to mention the podcast festival. And you know, look, another sold out event for us, which is, you know, I do find it, and I keep saying it, and we've said it before, but I do find it quite remarkable that there's actually 200 people who want to come and see this, which basically started off like in the middle of your house, like 6 years ago, and we were like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're still saying, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
And why?
And why? Because why? No one's paying us.
No one is. This is, honestly, it's like therapy. But we said it, I think early days when we just came out the BBC, it was like therapy for us just to have people that understand each other and go, we're not bad people, are we?
Yeah.
And we have our arm around each other and then we still have a laugh and we realise we are the way we are and it's cheeky and all that kind of stuff. And this became the place we could do that. But I want to say last Saturday was special.
Mm.
And the reason why it was special is because I get to do a lot of live shows.
Yes, you do.
I'm doing...
King of live shows.
Yeah, I must do about 100, 150 live shows, audience, theatres.
A year?
A year.
Wow, that's a good percentage.
I'd say there's 2 to 3 a week.
One every three days.
Sometimes 4 or 5, sometimes you're doubling up. We're doing Manchester and Leeds are coming up. And it's now comedy, it's a Bollywood show. My point is, that feels a certain way. And I love that. After radio, after having no audience, that was wicked.
Yeah.
Then having a brown... Because don't forget, people are coming to see me and maybe other comedians.
Yeah.
Or they're coming for a night out of comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
The brown load came out for us, for this thing that we created in my house together, chatting away as boys. That feels very... I felt really... It was. I don't... Look, I'm still struggling with the words. Like, it was personal.
Yes.
They, it wasn't that you weren't coming for the station I was a part of.
Yeah, really, really.
The comedy lineup I'm a part of.
Yeah, it was very personal, especially when
is out. This is anything that we own.
Yeah, very personal when you introduced Satch and everyone went crazy. And then when you said when you said Kedge, you're literally nobody. Very personal.
No, someone was booing. Can I be honest? I think I messed up.
Why?
Confession.
Oh, let's have a breakdown. Let's have a debrief. Let's have a debrief.
Number one, just so you all know, I find it really hard to listen back to myself, but I wanted to listen back to last week's
podcast. Yeah, yeah. We all did.
I listened for a little bit, then I stopped because I just cringe at myself. I don't know why. Okay. I just don't like hearing myself.
Because the thing is, we produce ourselves at a high level. Mm. So when there is that, because we knew all
Ken,
the...
You can justify it. You can try and... Yeah.
We knew all the cock-ups as they were happening. No. No one else would know.
I called you Kedgel.
I know.
And I think there was a pause, like...
Yeah.
Who was that?
Who's that?
Yeah. And it took... And I was like, ah. And then it... And when I listened back to it, I was like, no, you go, and here he is. He's Kedge.
Yeah.
And boom, that would have been it.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Oh, okay, so we'll put it down to that. We'll put it down to that.
I think Kedgel, whatever I said. Kedgel on the night.
Kedgel?
I think that took
it. Well, confused people, do you reckon?
Yeah. It was third wheeler.
I don't think so.
I think that was an accurate representation of the people. We did research.
Yeah.
Clearly no one cheered for Kedge. Yeah. Me and you, Tommy, standing ovation. I get it.
Oh my God, they followed us to the car.
No, I get it though. I know what you mean by sort of being special.
Yeah.
But... I left there.
Oh, God.
I left there on the Saturday.
People stink. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't people stink.
It was a good smelling room.
It was a good smelling room.
It was good smelling.
There was no smelly people there.
No.
It was nice, but do you know what? I think the crowd last year and in that smaller room is a bit more raucous, I thought.
Oh, really? You thought they were louder?
Yeah.
No, but that happens with a smaller packed room.
I think this was a bigger packed room. Also, I want to apologise to the whole left side of from where I was sitting to the room, because I think we didn't engage them enough, and they were a bit quiet. I think there were a lot of Gujaratis this side, but they were a little bit nervous.
Bro, the whole room was full of Gujaratis.
Yeah, they were.
No, I know, but I just think that we didn't. I don't know about you.
And Punjabis. Sorry, I should point out.
Yeah, but I think the left side was we didn't really acknowledge them.
Okay.
Now, again, that comes down to it, because if you're looking at us, Tommy.
Yep.
You know where everyone's going to sit. I think the crowd knew where we were going to sit.
Because you know me, I'm such a sporty person, and I watch so much sport. Let's call it we're the defence, right? Yeah. So you were covering the right wing.
Yeah.
I was in centre-back.
Centre-back.
Yeah. You're on the left wing.
Yeah.
And we've all just said now that our weak spot,
our weak spot of
being attacked or not covering enough,
not keeping dealing with it enough,
was your side, Kedge.
Left flank.
No. But it's because I think because that it was a weak side. So I was
there.
Now you're cussing the people in the crowd.
And actually, most of them are Gujarati. So you're basically blaming your own people.
And they ain't
for
gonna...
letting you down.
No, they ain't coming next year
and
now.
And not engaging in the show.
I just don't think they were adventurous enough.
Oh, what do you want? You want some kinky stuff? What do you want? Nipple tassels? What do you want? No. Okay, sorry, guys. Next time, can you come and put some hot wax on
They weren't like marauding fullbacks. You know, like, they weren't like marauding fullbacks. I had them.
Marauding?
Marauding fullbacks.
I don't even know what that
marauding.
Means.
Yeah. Like, you know, they weren't adventurous.
Like driving forward.
Marauder fullbacks.
Marauder.
Fullbacks.
But we didn't meet some brilliant people as well.
We did. We all finished
and we met some great people. I know Satch was surrounded by people.
Who were you trying
to be? Was I? Yeah, no, we were. To be fair, it was nice at the end of the night to kind of, people stay there because I know Tommy went out straight away, but the lady kind of called me back and me and Kedge kind of had to do something before we came out.
We had to pick up technical stuff.
Yeah, and we did that quickly. And then as soon as we came out through those double doors, there was people around us, like straight away taking photos and stuff, which was nice.
It's really nice.
Do you know what? It's nice to speak to people. Do you know what? I met a lot of people that actually came by themselves.
Yeah. But can we just big up the single crew who came by themselves because they thought, you know what? Because obviously for them, because let's face it, for a lot of people, it is just a one-on-one experience with the brown load because you're listening to it, you know, on your train journey, the walk or, you know, whatever it is in the car. And so therefore, sometimes it's difficult to get someone else to come along with you because, you know, they might not be into it or they don't have that same connection.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you do have to come alone. And so, like, I think what Sat said, so many people said, you know what? We came alone and we just thought,
let's do it.
And everyone was so friendly and, you know, you just get into it and everything like that. So big up all the people who came on their own, because actually let's normalize that. You know, I know I went to the cinema and you guys cussed me for it, but it's fine.
No.
Because...
Kedge just wants everyone to know that he wants you to know that he thinks that'd be fine if you come alone.
Yeah.
Because he often comes alone.
In the cinema.
In the cinema. Sometimes public.
Maybe behave.
The podcast is on in the background.
No, but it was nice. It was nice to speak yeah, to people that, that were there by themselves.
It was good. Just, and good. so many gifts.
I'm drinking out of my gift. It's a, these bottles are great.
They are so, they're fit.
They are fit.
They are fit. Yeah, they are fit.
Because it's a black sleep water bottle, right? Yeah. Or any kind, I suppose, anything.
Yeah.
But thank you very much to Sonal, who gave us these. It says Tommy's Brown, and each one's got her own name on it as well.
Yeah.
And she works, well, she works, it's her company. I think it's 84 Co on Instagram.
Yes.
All written in words, E-I-G-H-T-Y. F-O-U-R for the number and then Co.
I think, yeah, I think
check
I
her
think
out.
I'm going to give her a list.
She customises stuff. This is great. Thank you very much.
I'm going to give her a list of things to customise for the brand load.
No.
I think we need logos on the mic muffs.
I don't think she does body parts.
No. I think we need logos on the mic muffs. Do you know what I mean? So
can you just put a sticker on his head?
Yeah. Which one? Little Kedge talks to Big Kedge. They have a meeting. Often they come alone.
Also, we got what do you call it? Some other goodies as well.
Yeah.
What else do we get?
Because I received that.
You get?
Pretty much.
I received that.
Open it up.
Let's go. Let's just start. It was a big red bag with tissues in it.
Yeah. And it was then, a nice shiny gift bag.
I think everyone should just put a hand in it and see what we could get out.
Her name was Anika.
Okay.
Anika! Oh, my darling!
That sounds good in here, you know?
Yeah, man. This guy got the good.
Oh, yes! Chili and lemon, black pepper, crisp. Oh, bang one of these open now.
They did.
Nah, this is brilliant.
Don't say that. Chili and the
oh, what else? What Dark Fantasy. We've got Dark Fantasy chocolates.
Mr. Dom.
Mr. Dom.
I love sesame snaps.
Sesame snaps.
I said that on the show?
You know what? This is coming. Anika's properly listened to like a lot of episodes.
How did she get hold of the chocolate fills?
Oh, look at the choc dips. We mentioned choc dips.
There you go.
Frutella. Have you mentioned Frutella as well?
Oh,
we got everything. Choc dips.
Yeah,
Dark Fantasy. Mr. Tom's.
Wow.
Sesame snaps. That's what they're called, Kedge.
Golak.
Golak.
Yeah.
And can I say, she's also gone to the effort of giving us three of everything.
Three of everything.
Three choc dips, three packs of the biscuits, three. She knows distribution. Are you going to open the crisps and eat the crisps now on the pot?
Because I can't resist it.
Do you want anything, Tommy?
Then we might
put it back. I can't resist it.
Do you know what? Not these crisps are for me. I'm going for it.
I love it. I'll have it. But Satch did bring over his Pudina crisps today.
Yeah.
He has.
Where did you get another shipment coming.
Nice.
Love it.
Oh, thanks for all these gifts.
Thank you.
People don't have to do this, but I love it.
Yeah.
No, they can if they want.
No, they can if they want.
This ain't the government.
Yeah. No. Well, but have we declared this?
Well, we have, yeah, because you just spoke about it.
We're probably receiving more gifts than Keir Starmer is.
I'll tell you what I did get sent, and I was supposed to talk about, but we don't really talk about this kind of stuff, is a new rice. They sent me a bag of rice. It's called India Gate. Have you even heard of it?
No.
I've never heard of it. Apparently, it's one of the biggest rice companies in India. If verify this, someone can just message me. And but they say it's a big one, but it's like the champagne of rice.
Oh, but they all
are. But it's barrel aged. I don't know how to make rice, but all I know is that this one is about. And I haven't even
in a rice field, isn't it? In a paddy field.
I don't know what that means. But barrel aged in a barrel. I don't know what.
Oh.
Well, the process is, but India Gate rice is supposed to be. Anyway, I haven't tried it. Well, but how about it? If we're still here next week,
can you cook some rice?
I'll make some India Gate rice. I tell you what, and as well on Desi Beat, there's loads of people that make like almost veggie stir fry. Desi that veggie stir fry in a in rice.
Oh yes, banging.
You know, like, basically like biryani,
like Chinese rice.
Mm. Yeah. What does Chris say?
They're lovely.
Dead.
Oh. I love them.
Desi
love them
like.
So much.
Mm. No thanks.
No,
they're the 10 for a pound, isn't it? At VB.
No, not 10 for a pound.
Spicy, bro.
34.
Oh yeah, they hit you. Oh, he's sweating already.
He's sweating. Yeah,
he's sweating. No, they're banging.
Colac.
So yeah,
taste a bit something that rolls.
Can I also say that?
So thank you to all. Okay, let me just say this about the podcast fest as well. Just remind
yes. Yeah.
Lovely people. Thank you for coming out. Yeah. We appreciate you.
I just want to say also, I know Satch said that he met a few people as well. Can I big up the guy I met now? I can't remember his name, but you know, during the podcast, I mentioned that, did you see that guy called Biyush Pratik who was on
these? Tommy
the Apple?
Biyush Pratik was the guy who created, he was talking about the new camera on the new Apple iPhone.
Yeah. Right? And you watched the...
and I watched the...
Not TED Talk, what do you call it?
It's the launch keynote. Yeah, I'm all right. I don't know that.
You don't like them?
No, I'm not a fan.
These are banging.
Yeah, I'll swap mine for your crisps.
You can have crisps.
So I said that, you know, big up Biyush, you know, because like all these Asian people are like, just chatting on you know, on the big keynote for Apple. How amazing. One guy came up to me at the end and goes, Kedge, I'm mates with that Biyush guy.
He knew him.
Yeah.
He knew the guy from Apple.
There was one guy who was there.
Brownlow listener
who is mate with Biyush from Apple.
Who you were excited about because he's a Desi guy.
He was Desi straight up from India. He wasn't from Baroda. I've got to... I know I made that up. What? But he's from... where did he say he was from? I forgot. I forgot where he said he was from. Kolkata? No, I don't know where he said he was. Bihar. He said he was from Bihar.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But... obviously, we were just joking, but they were big fans of the Brownlow and everything like that. And he's going to introduce me, and you know, next year I'll probably be on that
on keynote. The iPhone one.
Yeah,
you could be there. With he said camera on the 17, 18.
He said that Kedge, I'll get you on the keynote.
I can see.
What about if they're just scrolling and then he goes on? You can listen to your favorite podcast, like the Brownlow. Can you imagine?
You're the biggest Desi podcast.
Yeah,
the Brownlow.
Go on, Pratik, give us a little mention.
Piyush.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm just calling him by his surname.
Oh. it's like Rooney. Mm. You know?
Go on, Biyush. Mm. Yeah. Give us an iPhone.
Yeah. Sort it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I won't want one.
So either. We are one step closer.
Yeah.
Did he give you an iPhone?
No.
That confirms that whole... is it 6 or 7 degrees of separation?
6.
Well, yeah. That proves it.
Bang, bang. That proves it. We are there. That's 3.
Mm. Mm.
We are there.
You still bought the new one yourself.
Yeah, I bought the new one. We're being filmed on the new one. Mm, it's okay. Looking sexy.
So the clip that people see on our social media.
Yeah,
it'll be filmed on the brand new iPhone 16.
Mm. Yeah.
Which we are just trying to half sort of semi-endorse in case they're listening.
In case, and also,
we don't want to.
There's only one other thing that's been filmed on the iPhone 16, and that's The Weeknd's new pop video. So it's the Brownlow.
They ain't endorsing.
And The Weeknd.
I don't want the endorsement.
Okay. So you are excited about the people you met.
Mm.
Let me tell you what was going down on the weekend.
It's like top trumps.
I did a couple of shows. Actually, it was a busy weekend. I did Gravesend, Ilford, and Harrow.
Mm.
Ooh.
For comedy shows. I whizzed over to Harrow. Oh, no, then all day Saturday, I filmed Desi Beat. Let me rewind back. Friday night was Falguni Patak's concert.
Wembley.
Oh, it was. She was in Wembley.
Wembley, yeah.
I got asked to host it.
You
quite
did.
Last minute.
Yeah.
And they said, will you host it?
Yeah, you let me down.
And I said, I said, I can't because it's so close.
Again,
to
we were so close to that.
Yeah. But these comedy shows, I said, now I'm on the lineup. I said, I'd love to do. And it was sold out. 10,000, 11,000 people that would have been there opening at the concert. Right? So I think, oh, man.
But why are they asking you last minute?
Because of various availability and who was going to do what. And originally,
I said no, so then they went to you.
Yeah, exactly. Falguni was going to have her own team, but then Kedge said no.
Yeah.
So missed out on that. But anyway, all day Saturday, I'm filming Desi Beat, the cooking show.
Yeah.
Saturday, going, where's over to Harrow? Get on stage, and I'm warming up the crowd, chatting to the people. And I went, oh, you know, where's all the Punjabis? Hey, where's all Gujaratis? Hey, even bigger,
loads,
right?
Yeah.
And by the way, can I just say, I feel like an honorary Gujarati.
Here we go.
I feel like they're my people and I get them and they get me.
That's how I feel. I think I'm the honorable Punjabi.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I think I am, Saj.
No, you're not.
Why do you think you are?
Because I love paneer.
There you go. That's not
and you know, like everyone in the past, people have known that Kedge can do shairis on the podcast and, you know, being into Punjabi music.
Yeah, I think you're definitely into the music.
Yeah.
You love your bhangra.
Bhangra. Bhangra.
You say bhangra.
Bhangra.
But you're still dancing like a Gujarati to it.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing. I sometimes joke about that.
Yeah.
And the Gujarati forgive me. And because they know it's come from love. I love them, they love me.
It's great.
So anyway, a lot of Gujaratis there. And I went, hey, guess what, everyone? I was supposed to host Falguni Patak's concert last night.
Yeah.
And
You dropped that.
I dropped it in. Yeah, wow. Right? I was glad I couldn't do it. I was working for this guy. He's running these comedy nights. Ha ha ha! Right. And I went, did anybody go? And a few people cheered. I go, anybody know her? And as I look round, I just caught the eye of a woman who looked just like her.
Shut up.
Now, if anybody
was
doesn't
she
know,
there?
Okay, there'll be some people. Some I don't know who, what kind of people you are, but you don't know who what Falguni Patak looks like. She's got short hair.
Yes.
Mm. She's like almost. Can I say
really glowing?
A little
smart.
Bit Jimmy Cranky.
Oh my god!
You know she's a bit Jimmy Cranky.
Oh my god! What a reference!
The Crankies.
What a reference!
Who's that?
The Crankies was a TV show.
It's one too old for Saj.
Yeah, it's a TV show, but it was a small woman who played a boy
with freckles.
Yeah, with freckles.
Right,
but they were husband and
wife.
Woman
that played a boy.
Yeah,
right.
It was normal back in the '80s.
She was married to the man.
To the man who sat her on her knee. I know it sounds weird now.
What? When you explain now, it's very weird. Yeah.
I've never thought of it like
this
that.
This explains a lot about you two.
Yeah. It explains a lot about why there's so many messed up people in TV now. That's what it explains.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, so anyway, she's, you know, she's a short woman with short hair, okay, right? Mm. She's got like, almost like a short back and sides. Mm. Not quite that, but you know, a little bit short knee.
Yeah, right? Short hair.
So, and I saw this woman looks just like her. Mm. And I went, I'm sorry, she goes, yeah, I know her. Oh. I went, what? I said, oh my God. I said, are you for real? She goes, I'm a second cousin.
Shut up.
And I went, I said, I was just looking at you because you look like her. I said, look, stand.
Did she look like her?
Yeah. I went, please, stand up, right? I was, it's my watch talking, saying, you're still working out. Because I'm getting animated. Yeah,
oh my God, calories. You're burning calories.
Right? And it says, and I went, please, do me a favor. Just, I said, just stand up so everyone can see you.
Tell me you went, ding, 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 ding. No. Did you do some music or something?
I was just so pumped. I was so excited. I was like, I can't believe that her cousin is here at our comedy show.
Yeah.
You know, all that. And I went, please stand up. She stood up. The whole crowd roared, right? And I went, so I said, what's the family connection?
Yeah.
And she went, I'm having you on. And sat back down.
Love it.
Cuss.
And the whole crowd just went, ah!
Cuss. Shame, shame.
Yeah, but she looked like her.
I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, but she looked like her.
Huh?
She looked like her.
She looked like her.
Obviously, but she's just going to use that line, isn't it? That's good,
though, isn't it? That's good, though.
She had the biggest balls of that moment and dummy.
I'm going to do that next time when someone's talking about Rithik Roshan.
You're,
Why are you laughing?
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Obviously, I'm related. And take a top off.
You were ready to get your dandy out and everything.
And then that's it. Then I was like, you fake Falgani. Fake Falgani.
Who's he going for over there?
Because he said he's about to take his dandy out.
Yeah, I was back to. My dandy was
yes,
semi really out. It
that's
was
what I mean. Kendrick out. Fully went away.
If I was producing that show, the Gutterball team would have been on, ready. Mm. You would have been ready to go.
Good on her, though. She done you, Tommy.
She done you proper.
She done you, mate. She done you proper. Proper,
you know,
love it.
But I figure, you know what? I let her have a moment. I just, I was so let
down. You feel good for people like that?
No, but more so, I was like, I fell for it because I wanted you to be Falgani Buddha's cousin.
Yeah.
I wanted
that but she done well. That's a good gag.
It's slightly older, but we've got to mention it. It's because how you had that disappointment of wanting someone to be there. Yeah. Satch and I went to the Arijit Singh concert.
Oh, yeah.
The day after our podcast
festival. And
big concert. Sold out.
Oh, O2. Yeah, O2 yeah. O2 sold out. It was ram.
And I was, do you know what, Tommy?
Ram.
I was meant to take my mum.
Oh, okay. But you got mixed up?
She couldn't make it. She couldn't get time off. She couldn't get the night off work.
Hmm.
She couldn't make it. Just so be happening to speaking to this guy.
Just so be happening.
Just so be happening.
Just so be happening.
And I was limbering.
Yes.
On the bench.
And I was like, can you get to the O2 in a couple of hours? He's like, yeah, go on then. That was it.
That was it. Bang. But I was, because obviously, you know me, ever ready on the bench.
But we were talking because I think you were playing, the football was on, wasn't
it? Yeah, the football was on and we were losing against Arsenal anyway. Right. So I was like,
messaging him as usual. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, bin this, we're losing. So I thought, I binned it off and I was like, right, let's head to the O2.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you, I really couldn't be bothered. Because it's such a trek to the O2.
Because you're northwest.
Yeah.
O2 is south.
And then Satch is like, we'll park it at this place and then we'll drive. I'll pick you up from there and then we'll go and then we'll go, you know, in one car, blah, 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 and all this
no
kind
point
of stuff.
Both of us paying for parking.
And I tell you what, I was so not really wanting to be there.
Yeah, he was in a bit of a mood, Tom.
That's not like you. Well, no, because it was a Sunday.
Because you like the life.
No, I love it. I love it. But I also, okay, look, it's Arijit Singh, right? Mm. I thought Arijit Singh is going to be like Rahat Fateh Ali Khan. Yeah. He's going to sit on a cushion.
Oh, and he's going
to. And like Tommy just, is at the moment.
Like Tommy is.
He's not finding it so funny because these chairs are too low, okay?
Yeah.
I'm 6'2". You've got all my heights in my legs. Me sitting on these.
It's like he's got piles.
It's like a jonky. It's like a jonky. You know what a jonky? Remember a jonky?
What's a jonky?
You know what? The jonky.
Is it chocolate?
The jonky that you sit on.
What's a jonky?
The little wooden.
Body.
Jonky. It's called a jonky.
What's a jonky?
Like a wooden stool thing.
To do a dump?
No, we're like, women would sit on to make roti.
Oh, is that what we call it? A jonky?
It's called a stool, mate.
What do you call it? What's it in the roti?
I don't know.
Jonky?
We have stools.
Jonky like here.
Stools.
Yeah. It was when you, it was like a, so, because they didn't do the full squat, they just rested their titan on it.
Yeah, Okay. I don't know.
You can have good core.
I think Gujarati just sat on the floor. Because they're a bit more flexible than Punjabi,
maybe,
isn't it?
Maybe. That's
I think that's what it is, yeah.
That's where the tightness started at.
Yeah, the tightness.
Oh, so now the problem's in my hips. Oh, by the way, big up the back pain clinic guys that also had come down to the live podcast.
What are they?
They came down from Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a few people there. Ziggy.
Ziggy.
You came down from Birmingham.
Yeah, a few people came from Birmingham.
So I was like, Honestly,
Milton Keynes. Some people. From
I'm
going
to say it now, right? But I couldn't. It was on the tip of my tongue to say it then.
Go on.
They went, "We came down from Birmingham." I was going to go, "Why?"
That's what I felt I said.
Honestly, why? I would have, just wait. Just wait. It'll be on the podcast in a week.
Yeah, like, I love
but
that.
They want to see us, Tommy. Yeah, I know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But so it was lovely of them.
Just like how me and Kedge went on Sunday to see Arjit.
So I wanted to tell Arjit. I came all the way from Watford. But anyway, so we got in there, sat down, and I thought he's going to be, you know what?
He was in the mood. He was in the mood the whole time. We got there, and he was like, "What am I going to eat? What am I going to eat?"
I was hungry, and then
angry.
And also, I thought, and Saj goes, "Oh, he's going to be on till 11 or something." I was like, 3.5 hours of him sitting on a sofa. Do you know what I mean? Singing his songs, really slow ones. I love him, but I thought it's going to be a little bit dead.
It's going to be a listening experience rather than a live rave.
I said, after an hour, let's go home after an hour. I said, that'll be enough.
May I just chip in and say, therefore, you hadn't seen any clips really then?
No.
Okay.
No. Why would you? Because, you know, Arjit doesn't perform that often. Apparently, it's every 2-3 years.
Yep.
And he travels with about 60, 70 people in his band, apparently. His rider is massive. So that's it. We started. And the guy just comes out with a guitar into the middle of the thing, like into the, you know, the middle area of the stage.
It was like a stage and a catwalk. So it came
out
into the crowd.
This guy, energy. I'm like, what is this?
It was like a rock concert.
It was rock and roll. Yeah. He just didn't stop. And because I said to Saj, I said, he's got to go with a banger first. Do you know what I mean? Like, I hope he just, you know, he doesn't start with something slow or anything like that. But this guy knew how to do a set, didn't he, Saj?
It started with like a whole Lion King sort of thing. Do you know, like the...
I saw you recording that.
Yeah. Bruv, all of that happened. And
it sounded like that.
Yeah, it was all like
that.
It
was that.
And all the visuals in the background. Because we got there and we only saw two screens on the side.
Yeah, I was cussing it.
Kedge was like, "This is why, you know, all these brown Asian concerts all rubbish, because we just come in and we put two TVs up. It looks rubbish, you know?"
And then all of a sudden... If you're going to talk about it, let's talk about it properly. The reason why it was annoying me is because there were two vertical screens, but basically the content on it was not cut for vertical screens.
Size,
so it looked rubbish and it looked pixelated and it was just...
That promo stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
And you know the promo stuff. It's going to be on 16:9 wide content, right?
Yeah.
But they put it on the vertical. It doesn't look right.
It was 9:16 the other way, basically.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, because
but as Asians we don't care about that.
Okay, so what you got to
realize, as long as the logo's up there, it's fine.
For people kind of going, "What? Why is he bugging him?" Like, when you make stuff for a living, like Kedge does, and he makes content, and that's all you've really what you've done for 20
years.
That's
all I do. Yeah,
20 years.
That's what
you've been making content, and then when you see people getting that wonderful big stage at the O2,
massive
and
screen,
and going, "But you got the green the wrong way round.
I know.
Like, why are you doing that?"
He was so miserable about that, honestly.
They haven't, because you're making such a brilliant concert. At least get the right visual, get, you know, the right perspective, the right everything on it.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, all of that went off. The show started. Boy, honestly, 5 minutes, Tommy, I looked at my phone, 5 minutes, the whole of the O2 was jumping.
Yeah.
Jumping.
Yeah, jumping.
You know, that's a gift, that is.
Oh,
it went from like 0 to 100 within a few minutes.
Break it. What did he do?
He came out and he must have, so he had his guitar. He must have done about 4 or 5 bangers in a row. Bang, bang, bang.
How Love Friday Mix we used to do, or like, you know, like when we just go, "You've got to hit the bangers." Like, this guy knew how to put a set together. It was literally bang. He finished one tune. Bang. He didn't stop it. There was no buckles. "Hello, London."
None of that nonsense.
"Oh, I'm going to sing for you." None of that. He just did all of his talking with the singing.
Do you know, like, there was no breath. There was no stop.
Yeah, and different guitars and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. His band was incredible. And then you know, and everyone's singing and dancing. And then obviously we had the Ed Sheeran moment. And, you know, like, we were so engrossed with Arjit Singh. I didn't even see when Ed Sheeran came. Like, everyone was so slow to turn around to see that Ed had already come through the middle of the stage and walked towards it. Mm. And that was brilliant as well. And Ed is obviously a professional. And he knows what he's doing. Ed's PR team. I'd love to meet them. They are
they
so
know what
good.
They're doing.
You know, he was there at Dilgy.
Do you know what? The whole of the O2 erupted, Tommy. Like, I've never heard it like that.
That many Bessies singing Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Again, that's something for the white mainstream audience to see as well.
Yep.
Because, you know, I still think that they're not targeting the right people at these concerts. They just think that Asian people listen to Asian music.
Oh, so wrong. So, we've been talking about this for years, as you know.
Mm. Yep.
And it's the one thing that we have been trying to kind of go bring into our radio show,
yeah.
bring into everything we're doing.
Everything, go, everything.
Like, it's just, these are things for everyone.
Yeah,
and actually, that was the one thing that being on an Asian network meant that we couldn't do, which we can do here. Mm. You can chat about anything, talk to anyone and everyone that yeah. we can talk to.
And it all just works, doesn't it? Yeah. It all yeah. just works. And so, he was brilliant.
It was exciting because there's been a few news stories that came out about it, because I remember it said there's a some head boss from Spotify was saying that there's been a 2,000% spike
in Ed Sheeran.
Punjabi streaming, the streaming of Punjabi music
wow.
in the last like 3 or 5 years, yeah. like that. It's like yeah. it's just gone, like, really, yeah. and it's because of these DJs yeah. and the APs and da, da, da.
Yeah.
And now, what must it be like now? It's going and then. So I was returning the van this morning, mm. putting actually it was Radio One. I never listened to Radio One. It's already you know when it's on yeah, FM, preset, FM yeah. van. And it went, and Punjabi singer Diljit Dosanjh was the O2. We caught up to people, went out his live show.
Yeah.
And then and you're like, oh my God, this is happening. It's happening now.
Yeah.
He was in Birmingham, by the way, last night.
Yeah. And how he's, and they went, I mean, he's soon coming to London. They're doing yeah. the rest yeah. of the tour and all that. Yeah. yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I was like, Diljit Dosanjh is mainstream news.
Yeah. Well, Chris Evans was talking about Arijit Singh.
Yeah, but that's because you, or because of you.
Well, yeah, but.
yeah, but that's go. That's no, no, but, that's but great for him, that it's you. But, no, it's great that it's you.
But the fact that he, you know, like, he was so invested in it and amazed by it that, you know, because people don't understand how music has now become so, like, one. Now, it's just become universal and everyone likes the same music. It's not about genres or, you know, yeah. oh, I like this kind of music. Everyone yeah. just likes the same kind of music now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and it's like, why don't people not see it? But,
no,
but
wicked.
I've got to mention a couple of people.
Hmm. Yeah, here we go. I was like, it was all going so well. What do you mean? Kej and Satch just reviewed Arijit Singh and Diljit Singh.
Diljit Singh. Well, yeah. it kind of is.
Their, yeah, their concerts and just said nice things. And then Kej went, yeah, but a couple of things.
No, a couple of things I've got to mention. Firstly, there was something that really was irritating me as we got there.
Mm.
Was, and Satch can vouch for this as well. There was a dad, young dad, and his son were there. His son was probably about 4.
He was young.
He was very
five,
young.
4 or 5, yeah.
Four, not even 5, 4.
Yeah,
4.
Young, very right? young.
And his dad's there with his dad was there with the full on camera stick, zooming one, bending, flip, stick, folding, yeah, everything, yeah, yeah. right? So he was kitted up, ready to film some serious stuff, like this dad was. And obviously the kid's getting impatient because, you know, it was taking ages for it to start. They'd already been sat there for ages. But, you know, like and if this is
sorry,
you...
Sorry, can I quickly say?
Yeah.
Is that a scam?
What's come on?
Is he filming the concert, but he's taking a kid along? That's the first thing. That's
what oh, no, because he didn't stay for long.
As a cover-up, because no one's going to suspect the guy with a kid.
He didn't
to be fair, he was showing off the stick a lot more before the concert started.
Arijit even came on, yeah.
Yeah, and then when Arijit came on, he didn't really use the stick.
He didn't use the stick.
Carried away.
It's a bit weird,
He got engulfed in the performance.
Well, I think really. He did get carried away. And what was really annoying me is that he was talking to his kid really loudly, as if like it felt like, because I was the only the nearest one to him at the time. Mm. And I think he wanted to talk to me or get me and Satch involved in his conversations. Because he would talk really loudly to his kid. And
wow, if only I had some buddies to hang out with.
Yeah, it was like that. It was
but
like
he
that.
Was like that, wasn't it, Satch?
It was like that. Oh, and, really? And Kej was like, he was trying so hard not to engage because I was watching Kej and he really wanted to say something, but he didn't because he was still a bit hangry.
What did you want to say?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, I'll be honest with you. But the way he was talking to his 4-year-old kid,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and he was saying it really loudly so other people can hear. He was like, he said, oh, look, there's... I don't know. Vishal Mama, look, on stage, he's going to be filming the whole concert of Arijit Singh. You know, like how Daddy filmed this thing? Oh, and you're like, oh my. This kid is 4. This kid is 4, Baba. He doesn't understand that yet. Yeah? And then he goes, and then we wait a bit more. And then some guy comes onto the stage, right, to do a bit of sound check or something.
That's
yeah?
cringe. Yeah.
And then his dad, and then my mate, the dad goes, oh, look, there you go. That's Arijit Singh, sound engineer. He's coming to test the CP4364, a machine that you know.
Are you serious? Is this what's
going on? Yeah. And he goes, that's the one with all the sounds on it. You know, Baba, like the one that you've got the C6341 model, and then you make all the beats on that. That's what this man's going to. Oh, and yeah. you're like, bruv.
Are you serious?
Bruv, your kid is 4.
No, it's not. It's not about that. It's not about the 4-year-old. It's just
no, but the kid doesn't even know. Like, no, the kid
of course
there, he doesn't there was know. No, there was, of course, he the kid kidding. Doesn't
know. He wanted to talk to Kej, and Kej weren't giving him any.
Yeah, Kej, you should have gone. you call the CC363 a good bottle. Yeah. Everybody knows the Harmonium AP12 from Ahmedabad is limited edition, produced in 1974 to 1979.
I wish I said that. But like, why? Can I just say, why? I've just got to wait. Why do some parents do this?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, these
exactly
parents.
What you're talking
Why
about.
Do the parents? Your kid is four. He doesn't understand that. He does not understand that kind of level
but
of intellect.
I don't know.
Satch was laughing because I was giving him the live commentary.
He was whispering in my ear what that guy was saying. I'm like, bro, I don't care. Number one, shut up. I'm not interested. And I'm doing my best to ignore him over there because I don't want to listen to the bullshit he's on about. And now you're relaying it to me, so you can shut up too.
And he was just so loud. Like, he goes, oh, look. And you know, you're thinking, this kid is four. He does not understand about anything to do with filming, music.
I don't know. Tommy, do you know what it is? I don't know why he was so angry, but why was it winding him up so much? Why?
No,
because he was there in my face and I knew he wanted to engage.
No, but you don't need to just switch off and do your own thing, innit?
Anyway. So that happened. And then another weird thing happened afterwards, right?
Here we go.
And that was, there was a couple next to me. So they were in the last two seats. We were two in, me and Satch, yeah. Right? So there was a couple, I think, newly married or something.
Ooh.
And again, she spoke to me every now and then, like, you know, but it was just like, oh, look, can you imagine if Ed Sheeran comes here? Or like, oh, I don't know what this song is and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, just like whatever, by the by kind of chat. And then... And I was obviously just singing like an absolute hooligan the whole way through. And just,
was, you know, his singing,
you know,
was
me?
Annoying.
I was clapping, singing, yeah, dancing, singing everything.
Do you know that many of his songs?
Huh?
Do you know that many of his songs?
Oh, you do.
Oh,
know
yeah,
them.
You yeah. know a lot.
You do.
Do you know, Tommy, the funniest part is when Ed Sheeran came, he was screaming like a...
I was
like
jumping
a
as well. I was like a girl. He was couldn't like, believe it.
You've met him.
Yeah, I know of men, but like, I was so, you know what it is? I was just so proud that he'd come out for Arijit Singh. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just a moment to be a part of. Anyway.
And we're about 4 foot away
from him. He was very close to us as well.
Amazing. Yeah, got right.
So she obviously knew that I was a bit of an idiot.
He's getting hot.
I'm getting hot now because that guy, the dad really wound me up. And then obviously I put a reel up the next day, whatever, of Arijit and Ed, right? Mm-hmm. She messaged me on Instagram. Bear in mind, I don't know her name, nothing.
Oh, that's a bit stalkerish.
She messaged me. She's going, what are the chances that the guy who's standing me throughout the whole of the Arijit Singh concert, his Insta reel appears on my For You page to like just appears for the Arijit Singh concert? I was like...
So she was sat with you and then the next day she sees the Brownload reel?
Not the Kedge's one.
Oh, your reel from the concert?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Is that okay?
How does that work?
Is that
yeah?
Okay.
I think they're saying dodgy.
What is that algorithm?
So, no, is that algorithm okay? Two things now.
Yeah.
Is that algorithm just picking up people that have hashtagged Arijit Singh? Maybe she did it. Had her
yeah.
Thing, so
yeah.
It's come
possible.
Up
there, possible.
And therefore, it's come up with yours.
Possible.
Yeah, but what are the chances? There'll be hundreds and thousands.
I know there is. Or is it because your phone is in the proximity of her phone, and the phones are always sniffing each other's out like dogs to backsides?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're just, oh, what's that one like? What's that one like?
Maybe.
So right now,
maybe
our phones know, oh, there's a Samsung, Satchi's on the table. They know that, oh, Kedge's iPad's here.
Yeah.
You know, they know that.
Do you reckon it's that clever?
I think they must be.
They how know. Would she have got that? I just don't understand how she would have
I
got that.
I think she recognised Kedge from the Sunrise Radio.
No.
Yeah, it could be.
She was way too young to recognise me.
No, it's from Sunrise.
My Sunrise Radio fans are 50.
You used to be on the radio with that fella, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you this. One in every 100 people come up. One in 100.
Yeah.
No, that's not me making up those people come up, but when people come up and they all say, well, oh, you're from the radio, aren't you? I go, yeah. He go, is it Tony Patty? I get that, one in 100.
Yeah.
I get Bobby Friction, 10 in 100.
Wow.
I get Bobby. Get Bobby.
Bobby.
And then I get a few Tonys as well. Just Tony on its own. Yeah. So what I'm saying is...
That's what it is then. It's Gajul from the radio.
Gajul, yes.
Gajul from the radio.
Kajal. Yeah. Oh, okay. He's obviously been through some stuff. You know, he's
surgery.
Yeah, exactly. God, really, really good work.
Yeah.
Really good.
Incredible.
Convincing.
Incredible. And the other thing me and Satch...
More womanly now.
Yeah, the other thing me and Satch noticed, which, you know, it was quite predominant in when we went to see Arijit Singh in concert, was... Desis do love dressing up.
Oh, in what way?
For like a concert.
Sultard.
Yeah.
In Desi, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for Arijit or Diljit or both?
Well, I was only at Arijit.
Oh, okay.
And
Diljit hasn't happened yet, Tommy. It's next weekend.
I thought you...
No,
you,
it's next weekend.
He was in Birmingham yesterday.
Oh,
he was in
you
Birmingham.
Boys,
I thought you
No.
But like for me, I don't understand why... Why is it that we dress up... Asian people dress up like so much for a concert, which you're just sitting in the dark and you're not really in, do you know what I mean? Like, you're just sitting in the dark. It's like going to the cinema. It's like you wouldn't dress up to go to the cinema, would you?
Hold on. Didn't we say this only a few weeks ago when we were talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Swiftie.
And all the people dressing up.
But that's because they're dressing up in an outfit. It's like what do you call it? Like fancy dress.
No. They're going to glam. They're just glamming up. But that's, can I be honest? That's Gora glam is sparkles and tinsel and those kind of things. And Desi glam is suit sard
and all of that.
Matching bugger, nice crisp shirt.
Everyone was really well dressed there.
Really well dressed.
Like they were.
I felt underdressed. Nice. I just came in joggers.
You weren't in joggers, he was in jeans.
Should have come a little lungy.
Jeans. I was in jeans.
But it was like, we were just casual. It's just jeans, t-shirt, and like a jacket. What else would you wear? You wouldn't dress up, would you?
I'm glad to hear it, actually. Because imagine it was the other way, Kedge. You'd be like, oh, no, I made an effort. This is going
to
make
an
effort.
No, I don't think you need to make that much of an effort to a music concert.
Even ABBA. We know because obviously ABBA.
That's because you're dressing up in that vibe of their era.
That's an era.
Mm. Yeah. Taylor Swift is eras. It's eras tour, isn't it? That's what it is. So they're all dressing up in different eras of a music.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But
like Barbie in the cinema, because they were all dressing up in pink. They were told to, like, do you know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, when you go and see Adnan Sami, you go and see
what you're saying is, would you see men would you see women in, I don't know, I'm not going to say frocks and gowns at an English concert? You wouldn't. So whereas you're saying Desis would wear their Indian suits.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It wasn't even Indian suits, Tommy. They were like wearing like sparkly drip. Like people just glammed up a lot.
Yeah, very glammed. Yeah.
That's good then.
No, it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying we shouldn't, but I just like, you probably don't need that much effort.
Kedge was underdressed. He felt underdressed.
Oh, no. What you're saying is you're dressing up to go and sit in the dark.
Yes. Basically. Right. Yes.
So who for? Not who for. Even
for yourself.
You're sitting in a chair.
Yeah, no, it could have been
date comfortable night. If you're going to be 3.5 hours in a, do you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's definitely not a young man's phrase.
Of course, yeah.
I'd rather just be comfortable.
Yeah, just be comfortable.
Crocs and
you want to move, you want to sweat, you want to, you know.
He's got his maternity pants on. Yeah. You know, you're like, he's got a little bit of popcorn give.
You lift a leg up here and there, you know.
What's that mean?
No, just like, you know, dancing.
Oh, like Anthony Joshua?
Yeah. Oh, poor Anthony.
One luck in the air.
Before Anthony Joshua, can we talk about Liam Gallagher, though? Because he was performing. He's the first time that he's performed. He's the first time he's performed since the announcement of the Oasis reunion tour that's happening next year.
He performed at the fight.
I
missed that. What was he like? Yeah. Oh, it was good. Did he do his classics? You gotta roll.
No, he didn't know
Oasis songs.
He did his own personal songs. But you know what? It was all a bit shouty, wasn't it, Sax?
Oh. I saw a bit of it afterwards because I was working on Saturday. So
okay,
I didn't watch it. Okay. No, I was watching bits of the fight because I had it on an iPad underneath my laptop on my desk.
So you weren't paying attention?
No, I was like half watching and DJing. It's just
This is a bit of an admission here.
No. What do you mean? It's not an admission. It's just it is what it is.
He's not a lifeguard.
Exactly.
A lifeguard would be different.
I mean,
iPad's always
earlier
in
this week, I saw a reel saying, this woman saying, what do DJs actually do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was watching the boxing on Saturday. Joking. To be fair, it was a wedding. The party was banging. Right. Like, banging.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, like, I was in the zone with my DJing. Like but Dubai's the boxing punches. Was on, just on the side there. So I could, do you know when I'm picking a song, I could half watch it if I'm looking at my laptop. Right. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. So Liam Gallagher performed and it was a bit poor.
It was bad. I saw it back.
Why?
Just because it was just shouty, mate. It was just shouty. It didn't sound, and like people have been like cussing it. Like so many people have been like getting rid of their tickets, and then I think Liam Gallagher came out going, you know, just swearing, going, you know what, you people are not real fans, blah blah blah. Sell your tickets to the people who really want to come. And but there was a lot of people who were like, oh.
Do you think he did it junket? Do you think he did a bad performance?
Why would he do a junket?
It might have.
To make people go, to sieve out the... The people who are now going, oh, why are we going to see that?
That shit, yeah.
Maybe, because I think it was
an era.
And then
others will go, well, okay. And he's like, right,
I think, yeah, maybe because, you know, in that era, everyone was always like drunk and plastered anyway. So, you know, it all just sounds great. Oh, it was brilliant. Do you know what I mean? But actually, when you really sort of break it down, you think, what is it? It's just the man shouting down the microphone.
In his defense, I don't think the concert's going to be like that.
Okay.
No. Like, as in, it was poor for the performance of the boxing. I get that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his concert. So give him a
chance. I think he set the tone for AJ, because obviously then AJ came out and got absolutely battered and he was poor as well.
Do you know what made me laugh about the whole thing? Did you see the entrances?
Yeah.
AJ with the whole big, you know, his name's on fire, fire coming out of here, there, everywhere.
That's
fire.
The new thing, though.
Fire came out of everywhere, every hole that was possible.
Yeah.
Fire came out of.
Yeah.
Then that happened.
Yeah.
Mate, I couldn't show my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ended up doing breakdancing on the floor because he was like he was battered so much. He couldn't even get on his feet.
I saw that. So I was at the Harrow show.
Yeah.
Ran, literally, the show ended at 9:30, 9:45, ran over, just caught the last couple of rounds, which is all it needed, it was.
Yeah.
But it was, I was like, you know when you're watching it and you're thinking, I've missed the build-up, missed the hype. I'm looking at exactly what I'm watching now. I'm going, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, he went right,
like,
was he?
No, but like, where's his UGG? He's had
I think they used it all in the warm up. The UGGs were good. Run out of gas, mate. But you know
he's a. And I look. I don't know boxing. I'm not going to do that analysis thing that people do. Like, I don't do that.
Like me.
None of us are really.
It was
that,
more like what?
Apart
this
from
is.
Cage.
This is. Yeah, it was just looked a bit like, and then they went down. But anyway, it was. I do like watching big fights. I like watching big matches.
Yeah, it was a good fight. It was a good fight.
And I was in a place, by the way, called the Seven. In Harrow.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, in a little outside-y big screen, nice mixed grill.
I know the owner. Should tell me.
There you go. No, but it was the last minute thing. I rung them and they went, we can accommodate you. And they even held the kitchen open for us.
Should have gone to our mate, innit?
Who's our mate?
Bombay Central.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a trek from there, no?
Yeah, it was nearer. It was just nearer.
2 minutes away from your place.
Sorry, next time. We love both those places.
Things you learn. Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to go first.
Go on then.
Gaze direction.
Huh?
Gaze direction.
Right.
What is it? What does that term mean?
What is it?
Is
gaze,
it some,
gaze, you
what,
tell me.
G-A-Y-S.
No.
Oh, gaze.
G-A-Z-E.
G-A-Z-E.
My gaze.
Oh, Nazareth. Gaze direction.
Yeah. Gaze direction.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a phrase. It's something that we all have done.
Oh.
We have all had done to
us. Is it when you're checking someone out?
Go on, keep going.
When you're checking someone out...
Mm-hmm.
And then you quickly avert the eyes because they've clocked you.
Okay, so what is the gaze direction bit of that? The clockage.
Oh, the clockage. You know when
you might be looking down and then suddenly you just look up at someone because you can feel that you're being looked down.
Yeah.
That term is called gaze direction.
What, when you're feeling this?
When you can you won't even process it like that. You know when it happens.
Yeah.
You don't go, hey, I feel like someone's looking at me. You just go, you suddenly turn your head and look up, don't you?
Okay.
And then that person's looking at you, right? Mm. Right, look, actually, right now, my wife is on the other side of the screen.
Yeah.
Right? She's on the other side of the glass. She's getting a glass of water. Let's see if she can feel that.
Yes!
Hey, baby, love you. I love you. That's good. No, it's good. Just pop your head in for 1 second. Let me just tell you what happened. That was good. That was good timing because you've got to prove it. Yeah. You can just shout in the distance. Just open the door. Right? There's a thing. The thing I learned is called gaze direction, where if you're looking at someone, they can feel that you're looking at them. Right?
We all did that.
And I said, look, I said, she's on the other side of the glass. She can't hear us. Let's see if she can feel the gaze direction. And you, you felt the fear. Don't be scared. That's only because of the way Kedge is.
Yeah.
Okay, can I? Gaze direction. It works.
There we go. It works.
There you go. So that's
there
the
was
term.
Three gazes.
No.
I want looking.
Tree gazes.
No, there was three gazes. We were all gazing.
So maybe there was triple power.
It was like
Care Bears. Care Bears stare. Remember that one?
Okay.
No, Care Bears stare. That was brilliant. All in the line.
Yeah.
Hold your dead out.
Yeah. That's such an uncle move. Oh,
yeah, Care Bear stare.
They should do that. They should
and
have like
all that magic power came out of their bellies.
Yeah.
Sounds like Teletubbies.
Sort of.
No.
It's early Teletubbies.
Can I go next?
Go on then.
The thing I learned is about the song Thong Song.
I've
seen so many Thong Song facts. Give me something.
This fact, honestly, I was just like, what? How does this make sense? Okay. Obviously, Thong Song by Cisco.
How well do you know the words? Start off the opening line. Let's keep going until we run out.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
What was the first line?
I can start anytime you want.
Hold on, wait.
Who that girl so scandalous?
Isn't it Dress?
Ooh, that Dress.
Yeah, ooh, that Dress.
Dress so scandalous. You know another hand of this.
Taking that thing like
who's the man?
Like, looking at eyes so devilish.
She liked to dance with
hip hop spot.
Move to the music.
Neck to the left. That's so bam. She liked the pop. She was living the vida loca.
She had
dumps like a truck. I was like, what?
Okay,
what?
So great song.
Okay, yeah.
Baby, movie,
so that line.
I think sing it again.
All right.
You have to come to a natural ending.
Yeah, it didn't.
We're karaoke bars.
How can you just stop? How can you just stop halfway?
Brother, the amount of times I've parked in my drive, I have to wait for the edit.
You've got to do the edit.
I can't cut this song here. I have to wait.
Satch, I'm surprised you stopped so early.
Yeah. Sorry, Satch. Thank you.
Because you boys are shit singers. I don't want to carry on.
We are karaoke.
No one wants to listen to that shit.
Yeah, we are some Oscar.
We said the line, Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Obviously, very famous song by...
Ricky Martin. I know what it means if you're going to try and bust this one because I already know.
Go on.
Living the life of a train.
Okay, great. Do you know what happened with the thong song? So obviously he's used that line now because she was living la vida loca.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was living the life of a train. It's like she's a real goodie. She's crazy. Yeah, she's a real wild goodie.
Yeah. She doesn't stop.
Obviously, now that line belongs to someone else.
She opens up at every station.
A writer, like a...
Whoever wrote Ricky Martin's song.
So the majority of the money that Thong Song gets to this day still goes to the guy who wrote Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
Wow.
Like all the publishing goes to that guy.
It was something
like 80% or 95%.
You know why? Because
like
they were probably going to sue him. They said, or we're going to take this chunk of it.
Yeah.
And Cisco probably thought, oh man.
Better than nothing.
What can I do?
Yeah, I might have to do something.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Apparently, I didn't know, but that track was actually, the music was actually made for Michael Jackson.
It was for Michael Jackson.
And Cisco heard it and he goes, no, sorry, this is for Michael Jackson. So then he flew back to LA or whatever. And then when he landed in LA, he went, if you give me that track, I'll fly right back now and I'll lay some words on it.
Mm.
And then he apparently got it.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine if it just was like...
And he wouldn't have been the thong song.
It wouldn't have been the thong song.
Oh, that dress so scandalous.
I don't know, and
apparently, I don't know the exact number. One of you can quickly Google it. Is that P. Diddy, that guy.
Oh, a thousand bottles of tail.
Yeah. No, but that's not olive oil. No, but that's like any Asian household, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Not baby oil.
Tell's all the same, baby oil. We got gallons. We got 10 kgs.
Sunflower, vegetable, olive.
No, if you add up all the different types of Tell's in an Asian household, it's the same as P. Diddy.
Yeah, you know what? I bet you there's some people that listen to the podcast and go, okay, 1,000? And how many? 1,050. Well, let's say they're 200 ml bottles of Tell.
They found Tell and they found Belnas, right? They found Belnas.
Electric Belnas.
Yeah, so we got that as well, isn't it? It's
no,
nothing different.
P. Diddy is no Asian difference to a Desiani.
Yeah, exactly.
Same.
P. Daddy.
P. Daddy. That's it.
So, be careful with that. My point about him was
Pretty Daddy.
He apparently pays Sting for every break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, of course he does.
No, but it's every like month. It's something ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
yeah, of course it is.
It's like 50 grand a month.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Stupid. I can believe that.
It's a lot, that one. Because they didn't clear it.
Good song.
Great song. My one is, do you know what this word means? And I can't even say it. I've had to learn how to say it. It's sinosilicophobia.
Sinosilicophobia.
Sinosilicophobia. You know what that is? This is a great one. Because there will be a lot of people suffering from this this weekend. It's the fear of an empty beer glass. There we go.
Well, that's not a fear though, is it? No one looks at an empty beer glass and goes,
they have to quickly go and fill it up.
No.
That's what it is.
It's a real thing now.
It's a real thing. It's really look it up.
That's BS.
Oh, there you go. Well, listen,
that's BS,
fellas. If you're
it's not why is it anything I say is always just BS?
If you are suffering from sinosilicophobia, we're here for you.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Take a moment.
And help a buddy out. You know what I mean? They might get the shakes and everything like that. Just don't be conjuice. Fill it up.
You could have a nice cold crisp Kingfisher. Oh no, they're not.
Okay.
So, but no, sinosilicophobia. Use that. If you can get away with the reason why you need to go get another beer.
If you could use that this weekend.
I'm a sinosilicophobe, innit?
Maybe while you're watching.
Sinosilicophobic.
I'm talking to wives and husbands. Mm. They might have a fear of empty wine glasses. Yeah. Does it apply? Empty gin glasses.
No, I don't know. There might be slightly different words.
Different phobia.
I tell you what, I think I've got a bit of sinosilicophobia. When I've messed up my Dane portion and I've got to go back for more Dane. If that's running lower, I haven't done my burki portion.
Oh, I see. Okay, you know, so like you got less.
I got enough.
So you need a bit more day.
Yeah,
but that happens with the curry though as well. Like
I think I'm always covered on the curry because I know my proportions.
Okay.
The only thing that might happen is if I'm then going for an extra roti,
right?
And then I'll be like, hold on. Yeah, then we're gonna have to focus on something.
Yeah, I don't think sinosilicophobia covers curry as well.
So. It doesn't. No. It's not the fear of anything running out.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's just a
good
fear of beer.
Yeah,
it's just a fear of beer running out.
Fear of beer running out. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, this podcast is never going to run out. We're going to keep chatting all day. But for now, we're done until next week. So you know what? I'm so used to saying, don't forget, we'll see you at the live podcast. Yeah, we haven't got nothing else to mention.
We have.
What?
got quiz night. We have got quiz night. Come on.
I was looking at Saj. He forgot, didn't you, babe?
Saj forgot.
I did. He did, because he was looking all blank. Come on. What are you talking about?
Give us the details.
I was ready to go home.
What is it? What is it, Saj? What is it? There's so many people going, what is it? What's going on? What is it?
What is going on?
The details are the big Brownlow Desi quiz.
What, are we going back in lockdown again? What's going on?
No. Well, we did. Remember, yeah, if you were proper Brownloaders back then in lockdown, you would know that.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do a little quiz. On was it Instagram on a Sunday
Instagram
night or something
live.
Like that?
Instagram live.
But then you know, me and Tommy and me and Tommy mostly have been toying with this idea.
No, I tell you why. That's because this has been about getting out and about and doing something.
Yes, right? Outreach.
And obviously you got a day job, Kedge, as well. But we're like thinking, what should we do? And now what we did was we were talking about how this quiz could happen. Hold on. So we shouldn't mention the part two of the quiz yet, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think that should get mentioned yet.
No.
No. But this is like part one of the quiz.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a part two.
There could be a part two.
Oh, okay.
Which
there's
going to
be a
on.
Part two, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you can't say that. Bro.
No, there's going to be a part
two. No, you're supposed to say, it might happen, it might not.
No, it's going to...
Is it going to happen?
Working
so,
on it.
So people can get tickets for this?
Yes.
For which one? Part one or part two?
Part one.
Part one, we're going to tell you about.
Part one's out. It's common knowledge.
Okay, it's on our Brownload Instagram. We're doing the big Desi Brownload quiz.
So you just buy a ticket, turn up. Prizes to be won.
It's on the 11th of December.
October.
Oh, oh my God.
Got that wrong.
Well done. Well, you know what? 11th of December is Logan's birthday.
Oh, okay.
I've got that in my head.
Friday, the 11th of October.
11th of October. So it's only in a few weeks' time.
Wow.
Right? 3 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Quiz night at a place called the Tandoori Lounge in Hornchurch, which is like just outside East London. It's sort of on the outskirts of London, right?
Yeah.
Near the M25. So if you're like, if you're Kent ways, your Romford ways, your Essex ways, expect to see you there. If you're East London ways, expect to see you there. South East London can make it there. It's all good. North London, Kedge, should make it there.
We should be there.
Okay, you can get on out to the Tandoori Lounge. Like I said, details on the Brownload Instagram. But there's only a handful of tickets. There's only like 50 odd tickets.
Yeah,
there's
not many.
We're,
wow. Many.
We're doing this because basically they've always supported our shows. The Tandoori Lounge people are wonderful. Sook and Honey, who run that. I've always supported all the shows we've ever done at the Hornchurch Theatre.
Yeah.
But also they love the podcast. And they are, and you know,
yes, I do.
They were inviting you, Kedge, particularly down to, what was that, Night with Ledley King.
Ledley King, Tottenham, a legend.
Right, so, and they've always said, oh, you know, Satch on DJ, and I'm like, Satch is booked all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, does Kedge want to come down and serve the jart? And I said,
I'd love to serve Ledley some jart.
You can on the 11th of October.
They need someone big and strong to punch a hole in all the barney putties, and I'm like, Kedge is the guy. He's built for that sport. Mm. No, so Tandoori Lounge is where we're going to be on the 11th of October.
I'm looking forward to this, you know.
They're doing a two-course meal and a quiz, and it's like just under, I think it's about 37 quid, 37.50. That's what they did it for. So get a little team together, get a little double team, get a little crew together.
That's it.
I think you need a minimum of two people, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Two people minimum.
Two, four, or six.
Yeah, and then and get on down there. Let's have a little night, and we'll see you on the 11th of October. And I'll tell you this now, the Brownlow quiz, it ain't like other quizzes.
No.
This ain't going to be, in what year, it's not that.
No.
This is a fun Brownlow night. Come and have a laugh, come and have some wicked food, and we'll see you there. Oh, we forgot.
Oh, the calories.
The calories.
Go on, how much did you lose?
No, you tell me.
I reckon 62.
Okay, so in that hour, or whatever, how long was the podcast?
Yeah, just over.
So it's going to tell me how many active calories and how many total calories. So which
one
number do you want? The total or the...
Total.
Total,
go on him.
100.
62.
450. Shut up.
I told you.
That is
in
BS.
In 70 minutes.
BS.
450 calories.
That is not
That's
true.
Rubbish, yeah.
What do you mean? Why are you hating?
Even if you were to half that, that's still not probably true.
No. Why? What?
No,
I
that's
think
not
you
right.
guys are hating.
But listen, you were sweating a lot.
I'll be honest, talking to you lot is that taxing on my head. That's why it is.
Right.
Anyway, I think I've earned myself another biscuit.
Yeah,
or maybe a dark fantasy. Ooh, I'm not talking about you. Good
and
night.
The biscuit.
Okay, get out of my house.
Laters.